Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello to everyone, and I am broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm having to use my cell phone today. Boy, the technology is something else. So hopefully you guys are able to hear me clearly, and if my producer, Andrea, can, please let me know if you can hear me clearly. I want to make sure that everybody is able to get empowered into this awesome show today. I tell you, we've got some great information for you. Of course, Successful Woman Radio is all about bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Our theme for this month, August 2010, of course, is Women Empowering Women. And this is in celebration of Women About Biz's new program, Empower for Women. And I just want to say to all of the women who listen to this radio show and support Women About Biz, I want to thank you so much for the absolutely overwhelming response we have had to the incredible Women About Biz Empower for Women program. And you will hear a little bit more about Empower for Women later on. I want to encourage everyone to get your pens and your notepad. As always, this is a show about educating you, the woman, about how you can empower yourself, how you can become successful. And so you're always going to be able to hang up the phone knowing that you got information that you can put to some good use on your business or in your personal life. So make sure you grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're going to talk about our upcoming teleclasses for this month. We also have a question of the week, and of course, our book club is reading right now, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat by Lisa Diane, and of course, we're going to have a short excerpt from that book. And everybody knows that I absolutely love reading. I attribute reading as one of the primary factors to myself being wealthy, to myself having a wealthy mindset. And this weekend, I actually read The Unemployed Millionaire, Escape the Rat Race, Fire Your Boss, and Live the Life on Your Terms. And, of course, I'm reviewing this book because this very well may be the next book that we read in the book club. But it's most exciting and most interesting. So I will share a little bit of information about that as well. In addition, I want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to bless at least one woman in your life by just simply flashing over and dialing the name or number of a friend or an associate and saying, hey, you need to get on Successful Woman Radio. You need to get empowered today and receive some jewels, some nuggets that are going to not only make you feel good about yourself, but it's going to give you some information to put to use. Now, tell them to call 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589, which is very, very important. I'm so excited about the show today, and of course, we will be on for a full hour, and we want to thank all of those working women who are calling in on their lunch breaks, and we want to just thank everyone who really understands the power of knowledge and being successful as a woman. So let's go ahead and get started with our announcements for today. Now, for those of you that are in the Atlanta area or can get to the Atlanta area, you totally need to mark down August 21st, that's a Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Women About Biz will be holding the Empower for Women Conference and Networking event. And that is going to be, again, on Saturday, August 21st at Cobb Galleria in off of Cobb Parkway in Atlanta. Now, this event is all about women connecting with one another and sharing resources and information like never before. Some of the seminar topics that will be discussed is the power of the entrepreneur woman, the power to see your vision succeed. And, oh, I'm excited because we have a great visioning exercise that everyone will be doing and walking away with a very special gift. marketing that works. You know, we can no longer just look at offline marketing, and we can no longer just casually breeze by as businesswomen online without a really good marketing plan in place. And so we're going to talk about that day of how technology needs to be incorporated systematically in your business. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Empowered Circle, which is a group that you can start in your home or at a quaint restaurant to not only promote your business but to allow other women to share resources as well. And, of course, if you're interested in exhibiting, we still have just a few more exhibitor tables left. So if you have a business, a product, or a service that you would like to get in front of women, you definitely need to connect and be a part of the Empowered for Women Conference and Networking Expo. Again, that is Saturday, August 21st. For more information, just go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events, and right there, probably one of the first events you'll see is that, and you'll be able to register. We're keeping it low for everybody this year. It's only $39, and so we're excited about being able to provide you with low-cost but quality information. And you guys, if you're thinking about coming, you just need to go ahead and register because this is going to be an event that is going to change your life, and we're very, very excited about it. You also need to go ahead and mark your calendar for tomorrow, which is the 10th. If you are a Silver member, which is one of our free memberships, or if you are an Empowered Gold member, you definitely want to take our member orientation. It's going to tell you how to quickly take advantage of your membership at Women About Biz. And again, that is tomorrow, the 10th of August at 7:15 p.m. And then mark your calendar for August 18th. We've got a free lunch and learn teleclass that is popular, backed by demand, The Power of Follow-Up. So, you know, we can tell people about our businesses. We can share all of the information that's necessary for them to become a customer. But if we don't follow up with them, guess what's going to happen? We aren't going to close the sale. We are not going to close the deal. Well, here's what we need to understand. Follow-up is not something that was just given to you. It is a skill that you have to develop. It is also a system. And so it's very, very important for you to understand what type of system you need to have follow-up that results in cash in your checking account. Because after all, if you're in business, you should be in business for only one reason, and that is to make a profit and to make sure you provide a service or product to those that are in need. So it's very, very important. Again, that's coming up on the 18th, and I want to encourage everyone to definitely register for the Power of Follow-Up. If you do nothing else, the Power of Follow-Up is something that you definitely need to take. And, of course, as always, you can go to womenaboutbiz, that's biz.com, and all you have to do is click on events and register. Now, this theme that we have this month is so absolutely exciting, women empowering one another. And, you know, exactly what does that mean? Why is it important for women to empower one another? But let me share a statistic that I may have shared last week. Are you aware that women make 85% of all consumer decisions and purchases? That means that we are actually driving the economy. But one of the challenges that we have as women is that while we're driving the economy and we're spending a lot of our money outside of our businesses and outside of our personal family needs, we are putting that money in other places. But sometimes we're not supporting one another. You know, we may have a woman who sells Mary Kay or she sells Avon, and that woman may need our help. We may have a woman who is selling a body magic, or she is needing someone to support her, and we're not supporting one another in our businesses like we need to support one another. Now, this is not to say that you need to buy a lot of unnecessary products, but what we need to start doing is learning how we can start literally, okay, supporting one another in a way that's going to impact our lives both personally and financially, which is so very, very important. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and share with you three ways that I feel that you should be able to empower another woman in your life, especially as it pertains to business. Before I get started, I want to go ahead and take an identification break. And for those of you who have just joined us, and wow, we have a lot of people dialing into the call today, and thank you so very much for being on the call. This is Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. And, you know, we're talking about women empowering one another. And right now, I want to give you guys three ways that you can start empowering women. The first thing that you need to do is you need to call and connect with at least 5 women on a weekly basis, okay? You need to call and connect with 5 women on a weekly basis. Now, here's specifically what you're going to do, because this has to be a win-win situation, especially if you're in business for yourself. Now, once you connect with them, it's not just, hi, how are you doing? This is what you should say. I'd like to get the opportunity to either talk with you over the phone in a phone conference, or I'd like the opportunity to meet you for coffee or tea, and I'd like to discuss how we can create a win-win situation through sharing resources and referring to one another's business, okay? Because it's all about a win-win solution, which is very, very important. If you're in the same kind of business, it doesn't matter. You can still help one another with sharing resources. The second thing that I think that you can do to empower other women is to practice the art of unselfish communication. Okay? Unselfish communication. And what does that mean? It means in all that you do, you should communicate to help other people, and especially your sister. Okay? So what that means is when you're on Facebook, when you're on social networks, even when you're doing your business e-newsletter or sending out e-newsletters, you should always make sure that you let someone know something of value that's external from what you do, okay? That is going to definitely help you not only to build what I call familiar trust online, and what familiar trust is that people see such quality information coming from you all the time, is that they build a trusting and a lasting relationship in their minds with you. So it's important, it's very, very important that you give information that's going to help other people. And it can be really, really simple things. If you're connecting with women in your local area, it could be something as simple as letting them know about various things, events and different things like that going on in the community, which is very, very important. This past weekend, I received an email from a young lady, and it basically just said, hi, I'm just connecting with you. I don't have anything in particular that I wanted to talk with you about, but I did want to just share some things that I ran across that's going on in the Atlanta area this weekend. And she just gave 3 simple things that were all free events. And it was really great, and I thought, how sweet of her to do that. Well, guess what? I'm talking about her right now, so that tells you that I remembered what she did. So as you can see, unselfish communication is very, very important. How about this? How about as you're talking with individuals, how about the fact that you need to be tentative listening to what their needs are instead of figuring out, when can I get my needs known by this person? That's unselfish communication. If someone says to you, for example, I've really been trying to lose weight and I'm not sure why it's not working, how about saying to them, well, why don't I be your accountability partner for the week, and maybe I can just call you 5 minutes every day? Or how about clipping out an article about weight loss, so going to the Internet and looking up 5 weight loss resources and giving to them. That is how you actually practice the art of unselfish communication. And these are things that we have to be doing to empowering one another all of the time. One of the other things that I think is very, very important in empowering one another, and that is we definitely need to pray for one another. We definitely need to pray for one another. It's very, very important. One of the reasons why is that women go through so much. As you know, we're handlers, we're moms, we're business owners, we are working, we volunteer in church, we do all of these different things. We are multitaskers. And, you know, I mentioned last week, and I had a lot of people to Facebook me a private message laughing because I said that I think as women, we all have some form of ADD. We all get knocked off track. We all lose focus. But here's the thing. We have got to start empowering one another, not just in sharing information such as the next best movie or sharing where the next best sale is. That's fine. But we need to do things that are going to impact our lives in a mighty way. And that is so very, very important. You know, one of the things in our book club, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? One of the things that someone brought to my attention was the fact that the writer in the book talked about guarding your mind from negative thoughts and emotions. And one of the things that we need to do as empowering women is we definitely need to make sure that we empower each other with positive thoughts. You know, there are enough naysayers out there. There are enough people that will last us a lifetime that are not supportive with what it is that we want to do in life. And so when we empower one another, we definitely need to always start our sentences in positive manners, and we need to encourage one another, which is so important. And so I want you guys to keep that in mind as we continue to talk about how we can empower one another. I want to read you a quick excerpt from the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? And by the way, we are going to have a few more handouts of that book today. Well, in Chapter 8, she talks about what you think about, you bring about. And, of course, this is quickly and shortly. She says you must guard your mind from negative thoughts and emotions. You are in control of your thoughts. You can put a stop to a negative thought the moment it enters your mind. Is this easy? No, but it's absolutely critical to your ultimate success. So one effective tool for us to use is to replace worry with a positive vision. And what does this have to do about empowering one another? Because guess what? We must guard ourselves, and this is the truth, we must guard ourselves from people, even women, who are not sowing seeds of positivity into our lives. That is so very, very important. We must surround ourselves and empower ourselves with women in our lives who are going to be supportive, encouraging, motivating us, who are going to be praying for us, and who are going to be wishing us well and having nothing but kind thoughts. That is so very, very important, and that is what women empowering women is all about. I see that we still have so many people that are joining us on the call today. We want to thank you and welcome so much. You have tuned into Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. At this time, we're going to go ahead and give away a few books, of course, and we're going to give away When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. So the next three listeners who go ahead and press star one on their telephone, just press star one on your phone keypad, you will be the winner of one of the books, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat. It's a fabulous book, and you can read it in an hour, and it'll change your life within that same hour. Okay, well, my producer, while she is going ahead and lining up the calls and letting me know who's number one and who's number two, I want to also just remind you guys, if you don't have a pen and a notepad, you definitely always want to tune into Women About Biz with one, because we are all about giving you good information that you can put to use. And as always, make sure that you put on your planner and your calendar and lock it in your phone that it's every Monday at 12 noon for the Successful Woman Radio Show. Sometimes we just need to take a break and get encouraged, and we just need to get motivated. So make sure you lock the phone number in your cell phone. At this time, we're going to go ahead and take caller whose number is ending in, I do believe, 4097. The caller who's ending in 4097. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And your name and what city are you calling from?
My name is Drusilla White. I'm calling from Long Island, New York. I'm in North Whitman, New York, Long Island. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show today.
I am. I'm glad I tuned in, first time.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, you just won a book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat, by Linda Diane.
Thank you. I just wrote the name down. I didn't know you were going to give away it, but I wrote the name down, too. And I'm excited.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, we have your phone number, and someone will be calling you to get all of your contact information so we can get this book out to you this week.
Can I give them my phone number, because this is my home phone, and just to make sure they can get me?
Okay, don't worry. She'll connect with you, and we will call you and leave a message, and you can call us back. We don't want you to have to give it out over the line, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Next, we have caller on 4842. Caller on 4842. I'm going to ask my producer if she'll go ahead and unmute that individual. 4842. Are you on the call?
I sure am. This is Prosper.
Oh, Prosper. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you totally are a winner of the book, and we're going to be talking to you a little bit later on the show, but you have won a copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat.
I love it. Sign me up for that one.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and we'll talk to you in a minute because Prosper is going to come on the show today, and you guys are going to be learning about some wonderful things that she is doing to empower other women. Thanks, Prosper.
Thank you.
Okay, the next person that we're going to have, and I'm still waiting, okay, 0472. If your phone number ends in 0472, go ahead and let us know your name and what city you're calling from. And if my producer can just unmute that individual, that would be fantastic. 0402, I do believe.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Trina. This is Latasha Pugh from New Jersey.
Hey, Latasha, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I sat here and I said to myself, I'm the next winner. I'm number three, and you called my number.
Okay, you called it into existence. You just manifested when you can walk on water, why take the boat? So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Are you enjoying the show today?
Yes, I am. I forwarded out to a few other people, and I pray that they're on the line listening. Great information.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
Wonderful, wonderful. Take care. Again,
Thank you. This
is Trina Newby, and we are on the Successful Woman Radio Show, and our theme all this month is women empowering women. How can we help each other? And listen, you know, as I said before, I gave out a statistic, and I said that, you know, women make 85% of all consumer decisions. We're making the purchases, but we are purchasing stuff in male-owned companies. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but there is something wrong when, as small business women, as micro business owners, that we are not helping one another. There is something wrong with that. And listen, we have got to start reaching out to one another, and we have got to start helping each other where it counts. That is so very, very important. And so that is why our whole theme this month is Women Empowering Women. And that is why Women About Biz created the Empower for Women program. And you're going to hear about that in just a little bit. At this time, we are going to go ahead and hand out a couple more of those books. And if you are the fourth caller, and I do believe we have a fourth caller whose phone number is ending in 2373. If your phone ends in 2373, caller, what is your name and what city are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello? Your name?
Oh, I'm Rebecca Smith from New York City.
Oh, Rebecca, hello. Welcome to the call. And, Rebecca, are you enjoying the show today?
Yes, I am. And this is my first time listening to the show. So thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you just won your copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, that was Rebecca from New York. And, of course, we've just got a really crowded show today, and we've got so many people on the show. I want to encourage everyone to make sure that you always bless someone by telling them about a show that is going to plant seeds of positivity, plant seeds of blessings and information and resources in their lives. So, guys, make sure you take down the show number and plug it into your cell phone, 347-637-2589. At this time, we're going to go ahead and have our question of the week. And as always, if you guys have questions that you would like addressed on the show, just all you have to do is send them to tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com. That's T as in Trina, newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, your questions will be answered live on the air. Okay, we have a question from Sabrina in Brooklyn, New York, and she says, Dear Coach Trina, I have been trying my very, very best to make my business a success for more than 6 months now. However, I feel that I am lacking a lot of skill and tools to make it happen for myself. Can you please give me some resources on how I can learn to grow my business? Wow. Well, Sabrina, thank you, first of all, for sending in your question, and I am just going to go ahead and be very honored to answer this question because it has all to do with Women About Biz. First of all, if you have not even signed up for a silver membership on Women About Biz, that's the first thing you need to do. A silver membership costs you nothing. It's a lifetime subscription, but it does give you access to the website, and you are able to take part of a lot of the things that are going to help you to grow your business. The next thing I would like to encourage you to do, and for those of you who are listening, you're welcome to do the same, is that if you have not requested and had a 30-minute power talk, which is a unique coaching session done all by telephone that is going to give you ideas on how to quickly grow your business with me, your success coach, you need to do so. And you can request this power talk simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com, clicking on business coaching, and then from there you will be able to go ahead and request your 30-minute power talk. So anyone who's listening can request a power talk. It's limited to one per person, but I know that a lot of people get a lot out of power talks. We provide you with a client intake form, so we do a little bit of research that before we talk to you. So that 30 minutes is literally solid meat on how you can do things in your business to make it happen. So very, very good. Now, another thing, Sabrina, that you may want to take a look at on Women About Biz is that we have some great articles, and we also have the Women About Biz Business Growth Channel. And there is a lot of articles in that business growth section that you should be able to take advantage of. All of our articles are written in a unique how-to fashion, and so you're always going to be able to take, you know, a lot of meat from those articles and put it to good use. So make sure that you check out womenaboutbiz.com and sign up for the silver membership if you have not been to the site before. And I hope that you have gotten some use out of the answer. And, of course, thanks again, Sabrina in Brooklyn, New York. At this time, I also want to let you guys know that we have received a lot of comments and feedback from individuals who have written in their questions. And, of course, about maybe 4 weeks ago now, we had a young woman who emailed us, and we're still getting feedback from that. And she basically had shared the fact that her husband was not supporting her, and she shared the fact that her mother was not supporting her, and that both of them spoke very negatively to her. And from some of the things that she said, it sounded like there was some verbal abuse going on also. And so we encouraged her. I have since then given her a power talk and connected her with some great resources, and she's doing just fine. But we're having a lot of people who are writing in saying, you know, how is that person doing, and is it possible that I can connect with that individual? And so she is at the state at this time, as she told me, that she would prefer not to have any phone calls at this time, but to know that when she has is ready and when she has finished working on herself, that she will definitely come on the call and reveal herself and give her testimony. She's really trying hard. And all of you know that it's very, very difficult when you have a man in your life that is speaking negatively to you, and he doesn't have anything good to say about any of the things that you're doing, and then he tells you never to tell him again about any of your goals and dreams because you never make it happen anyway. You know that that is very, very difficult. But I also know that when someone in your life is doing that, that it's not just a problem of them supporting you. You're having an overall relationship issue going on as well. So I just want to definitely encourage all of you who have relationships and someone in your life to know that you need to have someone in your life that is going to be supportive. Whether you succeed in something or whether you don't make it, they still need to be supportive to you. And you know, if we're going to get into relationships where individuals are negative with us all of the time, then we really have to set ourselves down and ask ourselves, why are we continuing with this? Why are we allowing negative people to come into our lives? You know, last month we talked about claiming our wealth, and we got a great response from that whole month, from that show, from all of the shows that we did. And I want to say this month, and that is, you have the power to empower yourself. Here's something that's so very important. You know, on an airplane, they tell you to put the mask on, the oxygen mask on first, and before you help anybody else. And so it is the same thing, the same principle when we are empowering ourselves. Before we can help someone else, and sometimes before we can empower somebody else, we have to love ourselves first, and we have to empower ourselves. And, of course, the young lady that made the comments a few weeks back about her husband not supporting her and encouraging her, we all know that she has to love herself first. She has to be confident in who she is, which is so very, very important. It's 12:31, and we've got about 30 more minutes left of the show. And for those of you who have our longtime listeners, we have extended the show by 15 minutes, so now we are a full hour, and I'm sure we could probably keep going on and on, but we have extended the show enough so that people can get their comments in. We are going to have a very special guest on the show today, Prosper Miller and the Millionaire Movement, and Prosper is going to be on the call in a few minutes talking about what she does to empower other women, and I'm very, very excited. Prosper is also one of our new faculty partners at Women About Biz. She has a great talent of being able to take someone's business and show them how to promote themselves. And she is doing an excellent job with her company, and I want her to share with you guys just a few tips and resources on some of the ways that you need to be promoting yourself and promoting your business. Before we introduce our guests, however, I did want to go ahead and share with you information about Empower for Women, because it is what I would consider probably one of the most, I would say one of the most impactful and blessed programs that we have ever had the honor to create at Women About Biz. And, you know, this came from so many women calling us and saying, you know, I've been turned down for a business loan. I don't know where I'm going to get money from to buy the products I need for my business. You know, I may have to get a part-time job, and that's not something that I want to do. And so as a result, we came up with Empower for Women, which is an all-new membership program that's only $39 a month at Women About Biz. And for that, it's personal development and coaching, all for that $39, in addition to a funding program that helps you to earn hundreds and even thousands of dollars a month, all by, guess what, empowering other women by letting them know about the membership. And you are basically able to earn quite a bit of money. We have been overwhelmed since we opened it up online last Monday. We have had so many people to join, and we have been up long hours because so many people are impacting the system and joining and getting on board with this. This is a movement that is going to be spread worldwide. That means that you can share the Women About Biz and Powerful Women program with women all over the world through your social networks, through people that you know, and you can refer those individuals and be paid monthly residual income every time you refer someone and they join as an Empower Gold member. Now, I don't want to talk too much on this particular radio show about all of the things that's included in this membership, but I do want to tell you this. There's so much stuff included in the Empower Gold membership that it is literally and actually $4,500 value every single year. And so we've got, you know, again, audios and videos, weekly coaching calls, things that you would normally have to pay quite a bit of money for. And why are we doing this? We're doing this because it's the sum of the whole helping each individual. We're pulling together. We're empowering one another. And that's what it's all about. The beautiful thing about this is that it doesn't require you to interfere with your current business. If you have a business, if you're doing other projects, this is something that is really complementary to what you're doing, but it's going to help fund your business and your dreams and your goals. So you literally do not have to go out and get a business loan. If you have to get a personal loan or a business loan, it will basically take you, even for $2,500, it's going to take you about 2 to 3 years to pay that loan back. And I have been, you know, encouraging women that, listen, if you need anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000, let's figure out a way to help you raise that money through some other non-conventional ways, because the longer you have to pay back something, the longer it's going to take for you to realize a net profit. And those of you who have been in business long enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, again, it's Empower for Women, and all you need to do is go on the womenaboutbiz.com website, click on Empower for Women, and become a gold member and start making money right away. You get paid every month on the 7th of the month, residual income. And once you refer a person, there's nothing else to do. No products to sell, no person to train, nothing else. All you're doing is straight referral. And, of course, you get paid not only for the person you refer, but 5 levels. So, ladies, we created this is an affiliate program. It's not network marketing. It is an affiliate program, although network marketing, we consider that one of the best business models that women need to understand. It is a straight affiliate program, so it does not interfere with anything else that you're doing. And as a matter of fact, it will give women money to go ahead and consider better opportunities. So you guys need to really get on womenaboutbiz.com and look at the Empower for Women program. At this time, we have a very special guest, and I want to go ahead and bring her on the call. Prosper Miller, are you there?
I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And I think Prosper called and introduced herself to me. And so I want to just say to you publicly, I want to thank you and commend you for calling me quite a few months ago and just reaching out and extending the hand of fellowship as a fellow entrepreneur and saying hello to me. I want you to know that that impacted me greatly, and I never forgot you. And then recently we had the chance to meet down in Atlantic Station and had a great time.
Yes, we did. We sure did. I love networking and communicating with other women in business. I think that, you know, what you're doing is definitely commendable and something that, you know, we as leaders need to lead by example and show other women how to do the same thing.
Oh, and I know, Prosper, you are all over the place. I'm on Facebook right now looking at your personal profile page, and you are all over the place. And I have talked to so many people that said, do you know Prosper Miller? Do you know her? Well, she's got the millionaire movement. And so I know that you are empowering a lot of people, and you are helping a lot of people. So tell us a little bit about the millionaire movement. Why did you come up with that movement, and what is it all about?
Oh, wow. The millionaire movement basically started as an extension of the products and services that my company offers. We do a signature event every year, which is a conference. And because we just recently
combined our network with allowing men to participate, because when I first started, initially we worked with only women. So when I expanded and invited our Kingdom Kings to join us in this global mission to build generational wealth, the millionaire movement was born from there. And it has just basically taken on a life of itself. We have a weekly mixer called the Millionaire Mixer. We also have the conference. We have the magazine, the Millionaire Movement magazine, coming out. And I just really wanted to allow people to tap into the mentality of a millionaire, whether you're there in the spirit or you're there in the flesh. You have to first go there in your mind. So I'm helping people transition mentally in order to embrace the millionaire mindset.
Oh, wow. Wow. You just said a mindful prosper, because you know we're on the same page with this thing. And I am happy to announce that Prosper and I are partnering with one another and making sure that we let one another's networks know about the good works that we are doing. And Prosper is going to be a faculty partner on the Women About Biz website. Now, Prosper is known, okay, for taking business owners to celebrity status success. She's known for helping people really understand how to get their businesses out there and market them. So, Prosper, what do you see? What are women not doing in marketing their businesses? What are they not doing?
The first thing is that really operating on a mom and pop mediocre level. That's the first problem. You know, I have several quotes. God always gives me these witty quotes, and one of them is turning your small business into a big brand. Who said that you can't be the next McDonald's? Nobody has to know that you have one employee or 15 employees. As long as your presentation and your appearance appears as such, people won't even ask questions. So that's the first thing that has to happen, is that we start operating on a, oh, well, you know, this is really just a hobby or something that I do on the side.
Exactly. And, you know, the one thing that I do know is that the days of coming to a networking event and saying that you don't have a business card but you're having some made is totally gone out of the window. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only having a business card is important, but also knowing what your mission is and your 30-second commercial so that you can build that relationship on the spot. Because people don't want to do business with your business card. They need to get a verbal dialogue with who you are and what you do. For example, when people meet me, they ask me, oh, Prosper, you know, what does your company do? I said, I lead business owners to celebrity status success through creative public relations. So that key phrase opens up the dialogue for additional communication.
Exactly. And that's a very good 30-second intro. And I think a lot of the times women have a tendency, and I've said this before, now I know it's really true, as women, we have this mother instinct. And because of that, we have this tendency to feel that we can be all to anything and everything, you know, and that we don't need anybody's help, and that, oh, I can make my own flyer. I don't need anybody to do a press release. I can just buy a book and figure out how to do it myself, you know. And as a result, we are inundated so much so that we can't be the visionaries that we need to be for the business. I know that I notice a lot of men coming to me, and the first thing that they say when they start their business is, okay, well, I'm not going to be doing this. Do you have any suggestions for who can take care of this for me? Do you have those similar experiences between men and women when you are consulting and talking with them? Do you see the differences there in the mindset?
The differences in the mindset of men and women, one thing that I have found is that men are a little bit more apt to participate. in different events and things like that, it's a little bit harder for me to see, you know, women come on board, even though I do have a huge impact and I do have a lot of people that respect me as a businesswoman. I still feel like it's not enough of us stepping up to the plate and wanting to collaborate more. You know, you do experience more of the isolated. I could do it myself, or if it's similar businesses, you know, you kind of shy away and say, well, I can't possibly work with you because we do something similar. Men don't think about that. Men are trying to figure out how they can combine their forces and maximize their combined efforts. Women don't do that as eagerly as men do.
Exactly. And you know, I'm learning the importance of reaching out, and I'm also learning and realizing that even if we are in the same business, no one has the same business DNA. Nobody is alike. Everybody has something unique about themselves that is going to draw and attract different types of people. So I definitely hear what you're saying, Prosper, and I think that's so important. Can you talk a little bit about the Millionaire Conference that is coming up in October? Tell us a little bit about that.
Wow, the Millionaire Movement Conference is going to be a power-packed event. All of our speakers are going to talk about very profound personal development, financial development. I have speakers coming from all different parts of the world. Our organization is national as well. So I encourage my members to participate in speaking and allowing people to hear what they have to say. So we're going to have a full day of speaking. We also incorporate live entertainment. This year we're going to have a choir come and perform. We have a phenomenal step team that's going to be performing as well. We'll have so many different vendors, but the vendors that will be at the conference will be financial and personal development driven, because I want people, once they get inspired by the speakers, to actually be able to follow through. Because we don't want them to get hyped for, you know, the moment, and, you know, they're taking notes, they're, you know, on fire, and then soon as it's over, they just kind of go back into, you know, every day. I am the type of person that wants to provide the resources, so we'll have financial planners, we'll have, you know, different types of financial advisors and personal coaches and anything and everything that's surrounded around the progression of us as individuals, of us as people that want to help themselves but might not necessarily know how to, we're going to make sure that we have those things in place.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds awesome. And, of course, I attended Prosper's Millionaire Mixer, and I had just such a wonderful time. I was able to reconnect with some people I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was just such a cheerful environment. And so, of course, Prosper, I want you to be able to give everybody your website so they can take a look at it and connect with you on Facebook as well. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You are welcome to join us at prospermeconsulting.com. Again, that is prospermeconsulting.com. We have a section on there for the women, which we consider our wise women. And if you have a husband that is in business with you, or you have a brother or father, we also have our Kingdom Kings, which they are welcome to log on our website. And we have something for everybody who really wants to tap into the true greatness that's within.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, you can see Prosper all over Facebook, and just look up Prosper Miller, and you will see her. Prosper, thank you so much. And, of course, I'm going to be looking forward to being one of the speakers at the conference. And, of course, I'm going to let everybody that I know about the conference. So you guys just stay tuned. Prosper's going to let you know, and then, of course, I'm going to let you know as well about all the great things going on in and around the Atlanta area and national. Thank you so much, Prosper.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. And, of course, it is about 12:48 p.m., and I want you guys to hang on the call a little bit more. We're going to give out a couple more books, and the caller whose phone number ends in 4106, the caller whose phone number ends in 4106. Caller, are you on the line?
I am here.
Wonderful. Your first name and what city?
This is Anita from Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Wonderful. Anita from Connecticut, you have just won your copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? And, of course, someone will be connecting with you via telephone to get your contact information. Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, that was Anita from Connecticut, and we want to also go ahead and call out another winner. Winner 3170, your last four digits of your phone number, 3170. Caller, are you there?
Yes, my name is Ruth Leon from New York.
Wonderful. And how are you today?
I am great, and it's the first time I'm really listening to your show. Thanks to Karen.
Oh, definitely. So someone empowered you by giving you the phone number to the show.
Yes, my president, Karen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Ruth, you have just won your copy, your personal copy, and I'm sorry, you've just won your personal copy of When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And, of course, we are still having people call in to the show, and that's an awesome thing. So, again, I'm for station identification. This is Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I want you guys to remember, mark your calendars for every Monday at 12 noon. Start your week off with powerful and motivating information that you will be able to put to use right away. Now, I shared with you guys earlier that I, this weekend, was reading the book, The Unemployed Millionaire. And I must say, I have really enjoyed this book. The book is by the author Matt Morris. And I have just been highlighting this, different pieces of this book and just had so many brainstorms of different things that I can do to just continue to enhance my wealth. But the book is extremely good. And in one of the chapters I read, it says, why invent the average when you can copy genius? You know, and he's talking about following your passion and marketing products and services that you can be excited about. And, of course, if you can't be excited about what you're selling or what you're trying to share with individuals, they're not going to be excited and they're not going to pay it any attention. One of the things that I have learned that I have gotten most of all from working with a lot of wonderful, wonderful people, and that is that you really have to have the passion to love individuals. I really think that that is the key to success and the key to wealth. You really do have to love individuals and love being around people. And if you're not a people person, then your business is just not going to do as well. As women, we have to kick fear to the curb, and we have to move past fear to do the things that we know we can do to make it happen in our lives. Regardless of what type of business you're in, here's what you need to know. Nobody is responsible for your success. No one. Whether you are in a straight small business, a network marketing business, you're an affiliate entrepreneur, you're an internet entrepreneur, you're a franchise owner, no one can make you successful. No one is responsible for making you successful. You and you alone must walk that road. And so what that means is that while you will have other people to be a resource to you and people to support you, you're the one that has to make all of the moves. You're the one that has to take all of the action. And it's amazing to me as I, you know, have so much experience with leading teams and talking to people, it's amazing to me at how much people want to crutch. And they want you to do everything for them, but I'm here to tell you, you must walk that road alone. And what that means is that you must become proactive in developing yourself. You have to get over your fear. You have to understand and start loving people more. You have to practice unselfish communication. And you have to every day, especially if you are a small business owner and it's just you and you in the office, you have to practice every day of setting aside at least 4 hours a day to market your business if you're working in your business full time. If you're working in your business part time, you have to set aside at least 2 hours a day, at least 2 hours a day, 3 to 4 days a week to market your business. One of the easiest ways I have found to market my business, and this is especially true whether you're in a product business or a service business, is to call every day 5 to 10 people that you do not know, and you can find their names on the internet. You can find their names in ads and magazines. Just start calling people and introducing yourself, and you will be absolutely amazed. Remember, marketing is a statistic, and what that means is you have to speak to so many people in order to get the results that you're looking for. So you really want to embrace the power of no. That's right, I said it. You really have to embrace the power of no, because no is a beautiful word when you know the power that it holds, because the more people that you are exposed to on a marketing standpoint that says no, you're going to get to your yeses, and that's very, very important for you to understand. Well, wow, we've had a crowded show today. We've given away some prizes, and I want you guys to stay tuned because we are moving up in the world and going to be giving away some cash prizes. Yes, we are. So you guys stay tuned to our shows. Mark it down for 12 noon every Monday. Make sure you text your teams. If you guys would like to have a text reminder of the Successful Woman Radio Show, just a short text reminder on Mondays, just go ahead and dial 404-512-4222. Not dial, but text me, 404-512-4222. If you text me and just say, please add to radio list, I will make sure that I add you to the radio list. Make sure you also provide your first and last name, and then that way you will be able to text your team or empower other women with the ability to get motivated every Monday at 12 noon. At this time, it is time for our inspirational moment. And we want to give you some words of wisdom that you will be able to use throughout the rest of your week. You know, nobody can be successful for you. You have to be successful for yourself. And so it's important for you to constantly remember that and to create affirmations for yourself that are going to stay in your mind. Affirmations are just small quotes that you memorize by heart that are speaking words of positiveness in your life. You are the one that's doing it. And so the affirmation that I would like to give you today is, I would like for you to say to yourself, I am powerful, I am empowering, and I alone can be successful. I am powerful, I am empowering, and I alone can be successful, okay? I and I alone can be successful for myself, because nobody can give you success. Nobody can make you have success. It's either you want it bad enough to develop a passion, to eliminate all of those naysayers out of your life, to eliminate all of the negativity out of your life, but you have to be the one to make it happen. And that includes you not doing negative thinking, you learning how to think positively. I want to make sure that you understand that you deserve wealth. You deserve to be wealthy. Wealth is indeed yours, and it's free for the taking. Being wealthy does not cost any money, but it does require you to have a passion and a commitment for the better things of life. It requires you to have a passion and a commitment to have joy and abundance in your life. So I want to encourage everyone that if you have not gone to Women About Biz and checked us out, make sure you do, womenaboutbiz.com. If you're interested in being a part of the Empower for Women program, take my phone number down. Give me a call, 404-512-4222. Again, that's 404-512-4222. And you can use that same number to text me if you'd like to get on our radio text list, okay? And, of course, as always, I want you guys to have a blessed and a prosperous week. Keep yourself away from negativity, and negativity will keep itself away from you. This is Trina Newby with the Successful Woman Radio Show. Goodbye, everybody.